Quite obviously, the most fragrant part of this gospel passage is the alabaster flask of ointment. So try to smell. Well, first of all, feet. We all know Jesus and the disciples did a lot of walking in their sandals, so they might not have smelled that great. You ever smelled bad feet? What do they smell like? Now smell the oil. It's fragrant oil. And she's at his feet weeping and bathing them with her tears and wiping them with her hair and kisses them. And then she anoints them with the ointment. Can you smell that? The ointment? The smell is such a contrast, you know, to this sinful woman, this dirty woman. Such a contrast to feet, which are so often dirty and now made clean. And not only made clean, but there's a fragrance to them, an aroma. And she provided it. She brought this flask of ointment, and she provided this cleaning with her tears. Spend some time and just to try to take in that new fragrance, that cleanness, that aroma of the oil that has transformed any kind of filth, any kind of stench of sin. And the ultimate transformation comes when Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." Can you smell that? Can you smell the scent of forgiven sin? It's a spiritual scent, but try to smell it and spend some time now meditating upon that scent.